It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Clay Masters. David Young is a two-term Republican congressman in Iowa's 3rd Congressional District and is in a tight race against Democrat Cindy Axne. For our ongoing series of talks with congressional candidates and incumbents, I started by asking the congressman what he's hearing from voters in the district as the most important issue. He says it's the economy.
Trade in rural areas and trade here in more urban areas as well, particularly with manufacturing. And so trade's a big issue. The economy, keeping the economy going at, you know, 4.2% GDP, which is pretty incredible. How do you keep that going? Healthcare, immigration, government accountability, those kind of things.
Earlier this month when the president was in Council Bluffs, a lot of times you present yourself as you know, working for people in the district, whether they're Republican or Democratic or independent. And President Donald Trump was on that stage and said, a vote for David is a vote for me. And, you know, the website 538 says that you have a voting record pretty similar to what the president's policies are. Is that the same thing, a vote for the president? Is that the same thing as a vote for those in the 3rd district?
Well, first of all, we're very welcoming people. And when President Obama came to Iowa, I greeted with him at the airport and spent some time with him. And recently, President Trump came to the district. And so we're welcoming people and greet them. A vote for me is a vote for the people of the 3rd district. And regardless of who the president is or who the Speaker of the House is or the leader of the Senate, I'll work with anybody. I don't always agree with everybody, but I'll work with anybody to solve the problems. And the people of the 3rd district, they're my bosses.
The United Nations recently put out a climate change reports showing that our window is shrinking for doing something to combat climate change. Do you believe that climate change is real?
I believe the climate is changing. And I tell you what, the experts on this, to me, in a lot of ways, I read studies and are the farmers. I mean, they know better than anyone because their livelihood depends on the climate. And they tell me what's going on. We've seen, you know, longer, rainier springs, drier, hotter summers. And we've just recently had a whole lot of rain, although it's a little nicer now for the crops to dry out and bring that in. But, you know, if there's going to be agreements when it comes to climate globally with other countries, I think it should be a treaty. I think, you know, you should have members of Congress vote on these things where there's accountability. But as all this goes on, I'm just continuing to fight for renewable fuels, clean energy, whether it's wind, solar, geothermal, you know, E15. And then I'm equally as concerned as well about water and soil conservation and health. And that's why I've introduced legislation regarding that. And fortunate to have a portion of that into the farm bill that's being negotiated right now.
Was it right to pull out of the Paris Agreement? Was it right for the president to do that?
Well, it wasn't enforceable, and I had some real issues with it. And, you know, we don't have to be in an agreement to keep doing things that we're doing because we have a lot cleaner economy with technology and practices than a lot of other countries out there. I had some real concerns out there if we were going to be paying for China and Indians' pollution, while they really didn't have that much of the enforcement levels as there probably should be on other countries, if we were going to have to adhere to that and then pay for theirs.
Do you think something can get done on climate change with as much money is involved in politics? I mean, there's a lot of influence from fossil fuel in this debate, and there's been conversations about not being able to get something done because it is such a political fight.
Well, we've seen recently that regardless of what, you know, some of those big industries want out there and try to use their money for as leverage, possibly for influence, such as the oil industry, we've been pushing hard for E15 year-round.
This is the ethanol with,
yeah,
the 15% blend.
Sure. Yep, in a bipartisan way. And fortunately, the president kept that promise, and that went through. And that'll really help not only just, I think, our environment, but as well as our economy as well, as making sure that we can be as energy independent as we can and not be influenced on foreign oil.
That's Republican Congressman David Young. He's running for re-election in Iowa's 3rd Congressional District, which includes Des Moines and Southwest Iowa.